Gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
It's Monday, September 18th, 2023. And Fox News is now reporting on a story that could bring down the entire New World Order globalist system. It's on national Fox News, but it first broke on local Fox News in Missouri. We're going to be playing these newscasts coming up here in just a few minutes. Now, the first thing I want to say about this is very important. We already reported on this in my earlier documentaries more than 20 years ago. But it's just now, 50 plus years later, that they are declassifying the full extent of what they've done. And now investigative reporters are digging into the National Archives in different cities around the country and discovering that in every major city in the predominantly black but also poor white neighborhoods, they would hit areas in the Appalachians as well. They didn't care as long as you were poor, with radioactive dust and other deadly chemicals sprayed by airplanes, sprayed by trucks, and sprayed out of exhaust systems set up on the roofs of buildings that look like it's just the exhaust from a furnace or something like that. And instead, it sprays deadly radioactive isotope on you that gives you lung and bone cancer within just a few years. Now, this is only one project that's been declassified. They released bioweapons in the New York subway in the 1950s, 60s, and 70s. That's been declassified. The CIA did. There are literally thousands of these programs that I personally know about from the National Archives that I've seen reported on over the years. And it's not just in the U.S. They did it in the U.K. They did it in Israel. They did it in the continent of Europe. Anywhere that the Bilderberg Group, Anglo-American globalist power block is in control, they've tested everything from anthrax on the public, radioactive isotopes, syphilis, weaponized syphilis, the souped-up version of Lyme's disease developed at Plum Island off the coast of New York by the U.S. military. That was released against the public. But let's just drill into the one case over a decade they're declassifying in the 1950s in St. Louis, Missouri. Because as Stalin said, one man dies is a tragedy, 10,000 dies is a statistic. But there is no doubt that every one of you listening today, whether you're black, white, Hispanic, old, young, you had family members, or perhaps even you, that were hit by this. Now, why is this so important? Congress didn't know about this. The Senate didn't know about this. This was all hidden under the National Security Act in 1947. This is a mad scientist eugenics cult that has been in control of our main universities and in control of the leadership of the intelligence agencies and shadow government at least since 1947. And they believe there's too many people, and they want to be able to play God, and they want to be able to also do these tests everywhere to have larger and larger teams of people that work for the system who will then go out and carry out these lethal, murderous operations against the people. So they have a larger army in the future that's been compromised that they can trust. And that's what the poison prion COVID shot is about. Is about getting a wider group now of doctors and scientists and lawyers and nurses and people that went along with it, the rollout of the lies. Then they discover it's a fraud and still defend the fraud they believe to cover their butts. And now you've corrupted a larger concentric ring around that and expanded the base of people that will carry out any operation you want at any time. And that's how this system operates. I've told you this many times, I'm explaining it again. My father was top of his class, when he was 14. He got recruited, he thought, into NASA, and he was at UT at Plan 2. This is in the mid-1960s, and then discovered very quickly that they were basically training people to carry out mad scientist operations. He was 15 years old at the cancer research facility in Houston, MD Anderson, there when they were doing all sorts of secret experiments on people that had cancer that was lethal, okay? Now, that's when my dad's 15. He got out of it by the time he was 20. But just understand, ladies and gentlemen, that's how big this is. They've recruited millions and millions and millions of people into it. Remember Fauci giving mainly little black kids deadly HIV drugs in the 80s and 90s? It used to be a big story. These people mean business, and they want to be able to play God. So right now, let's go to the local Fox newscast talking about this. The full story is on Infowars.com, and I'm going to come back and tie it into the globalists going from beta, because if you think all this mass murder is bad, this is just the test, into operational. The geoengineering, the 5G, the poison shots, the GMO food, the nanotech, it's all here. Here's the local report from Local Fox.
This next story is so unbelievable, we didn't think it could possibly be true. But after receiving thousands of records and declassified reports from the Army, it's confirmed that during the Cold War, the United States military conducted secret tests on unsuspecting people in the city of St. Louis. A local sociologist will make her findings public tomorrow, but she spoke first to the I-Team's Lisa Zignan.
Lisa Martino Taylor's life work has been to uncover details of the Army's ultra-secret military experiments carried out in St. Louis and other cities during the 1950s and 60s.
This study was secretive for a reason. They didn't have volunteers stepping up and saying, yeah, I'll breathe zinc cadmium sulfide with radioactive particles.
These Army archive pictures show how the tests were done in Corpus Christi, Texas in the 1960s. In Texas, planes were used to drop the chemical, but in St. Louis, the Army placed chemical sprayers on buildings and station wagons. City officials were kept in the dark about the tests. The Cold War cover story was that the Army was testing smoke screens to protect cities from a Russian attack. The truth, according to Martino Taylor, was much more sinister.
It's pretty shocking. The level of duplicity and secrecy. Clearly, they went to great lengths to deceive people.
By making hundreds of Freedom of Information Act requests, she uncovered once classified documents that confirmed the spraying of zinc cadmium sulfide.
The greatest concentration of this compound was sprayed near the Pruitt-Igoe housing complex just south of downtown St. Louis. It was home to 10,000 low-income people, and an estimated 70% were under the age of 12.
Martino Taylor claims they all unknowingly inhaled this compound morning, noon, and night so the government could measure its effects on their lungs.
So this is in violation of all medical ethics, all international codes, and the military's own policy at that time.
In 1994, then Congressman Richard Gephardt asked the Army to open its records and explain the St. Louis testing.
We want to make very sure that nothing went on that would harm anyone and that all the facts are out on the table.
Documents released in the 90s show the Army placed sprayers on this former Knights of Columbus building on Lindell and in Forest Park. The Army always insisted the chemical compound was safe. Martino Taylor believes documents prove otherwise.
There's a lot of evidence that indicates that people in St. Louis, in the city, particularly in minority communities, were subjected to military tests that was connected to a larger radiological weapons development and testing project.
For the first time, she links the St. Louis testing to a company called U.S. Radium, a company notorious for lawsuits involving radioactive contamination of its workers.
United States Radium had this reputation where they had been found legally liable decades prior for producing a radioactive powdered paint that killed many young women who painted fluorescent watch dials.
While the Army admits it added a fluorescent substance to the zinc-cadmium compound, details of whether it was radioactive remain secret. Documents uncovered to date indicate the Army never conducted follow-up studies to to see whether the compound caused long-term health issues. In 1972, after years of crime, poverty, and decline, the government destroyed the Pruitt-Igoe housing complex. Lisa Zigman, News Channel 5, I-Team.
Now, the company U.S. Radium no longer exists. Martino Taylor has placed all of her research, including the declassified documents, online, and we'll link you to that data at KSDK.com. Now, she will make all of her findings public tomorrow at St. Louis Community College Merrimack campus. In the meantime, if you remember the spring, the I-Team's Lisa Zigman would like to hear from you. You can email her at lzigman@ksdk.com.
Now remember, this is just a local news report. There's also a national Fox News report. And when you read the report, they are basically giving you nothing more than a whitewash. It's far worse than this. Oh, they told local officials that they were just, you know, blowing a smoke. It's no big deal. The local officials told them it was just trucks that were doing it. But a young lady remembers out on the baseball field playing baseball, and over her flew a squadron of six green jets that sprayed them with a powder. She went in and washed it off. And of course, she then got cancer four times, and most of her siblings died of cancer. And her daddy died as well, right after she was born. This is just one family. This is who the psychotics are that are basically in full control of our government at this point. So when they tell you they're giving you a, quote, shot so you don't get COVID, and then now they tell you a few years later, actually, you've had the shot, you're not protected, you need more shots, they're just hoping you don't go read the mainline studies showing that if you've had the shot, you're more likely to get sick and die, not just of COVID, but of any other virus. So they've done it to us. They've rolled their operation out. And what does that really signify? These people are at war with us, and they're going all the way. But the most important thing to understand is they're not just going to kill poor white people or black people, which is bad. Anyone serving this system should be smart enough to know you're not going to be exempt from something this massive. And of course, now they can use drones, drone helicopters, you name it, to deliver these compounds onto the population. And the people running the show are the Bill Gateses and Anthony Faucis of the world. That's the reality. And so I'm glad this report came out, because it just reminded me that what's old is new. We should really every week go back and just look at the different partially declassified admissions of this being done in Dallas, Texas, or Albuquerque, New Mexico, or Los Angeles, California, or Miami, Florida, or New York City, or you name it. Every major town, every major city, many rural areas. This has been done everywhere, and not just with these poison chemicals and radioactive powders. God knows what they're doing now. We've got a good idea. We see life expectancy dropping. We see all the new diseases. Now they're saying young people get Alzheimer's. No, ladies and gentlemen, we're being soft killed. It's happening. We're living inside the New World Order. Now let's look at how this very establishment that's done all this is about to bring in the permanent emergency, and how we can hopefully stop it if we admit the full horror of what we're facing. The statement that Trump has made 1,000 times is totally true. They're not coming after him. He's just in the way. They're coming after you. They're coming after everybody. They don't want there to be an upwardly mobile, empowered country that can be an example to others living under tyranny. For the New World Order to be able to take over, our republic and the Western world must be destroyed. And that's why there's an organized corporate military intelligence agency attack on that. Now, talking to a lot of people I really respect, like Jack Posobiec, one of the smartest people out there when it comes to analyzing the big picture, and I totally agree with him, the globalists are preparing us for a permanent emergency, not just a climate emergency, not just a gun violence emergency, not just an open border emergency, not just a defund the police crime explosion emergency, but a currency emergency. They have to bring down the old system. They have to pose as a savior to bring in the new world currency that tracks and controls everything we do. And this isn't patriots telling us about this coming 20 years ago who were right. This is happening now. And they're getting us ready with this escalation with Russia next year to perhaps even cancel the election. I think that clearly that's in the cards. But regardless, assassinations of Trump are on the table by the deep state. Assassinations of Biden are on the table, again, to blame the populist movement. Massive false flag attacks, racial false flag attacks. They're activating their Fed-controlled Nazi groups. You see them everywhere. This is the time to be absolutely focused, because all the previous evil we've seen is just the prep. But here's the good news. Over a month ago, I got the intel they were planning to roll back out the COVID hysteria, and now they've begun to roll it out. It's formed massive opposition to it. So if we can get ahead of this and really get people aware of what's happening, the globalists won't be able to pull it off. They need the general public and most of Congress, who isn't part of it, to be unaware. But we're seeing more and more senators, more and more governors, more and more attorney generals come out against the globalists and point out they're setting up a dictatorship, a one party, not just oligarchy, but more of a plutocracy. And later in the broadcast and over the next few days, I'll explain the different definitions that the globalists under their philosophy operate under. You have the tyrant system, you have the aristocracy system, you have plutocracy. And then, of course, you have mad rule of the mob, which they call pure democracy. And these are their definitions. We'll be laying it all out. But we see huge opposition to their new COVID rollout. And that's because we got ahead of it. And we've got to get ahead of this. We also see the spokesperson for the Ukrainian military saying they're going to launch terror attacks all over the world against anybody that's anti-World War III. But now U.S. senators are calling for major investigations, including criminal investigation, to see if national security information is being given to the Ukrainians and if indeed it's being used to target people that are dissidents, not just here, but around the world. But they're definitely preparing Ukrainian sleeper cells to stage false flags here and in Europe to be blamed on their political enemies. Now, continuing, this whole thing has been set in motion. And the only way they can get away with this is if we don't realize that we're in a war. But if we realize that we're in a war, and if we mobilize and organize against it, and people understand the type of war we're facing, we have a very good chance of stopping this, because they can, again, only get away with it if the public is politically ignorant to how this operates. Now, Owen Schroyer is going to be sitting in the next few days, but I'll be here filing audio and video reports as well. He's got a ton of critical info he's going to be laying out. But without me even hammering it, and we have been talking about it a lot, but without me even hammering it, a lot of other major influencers who are very smart, like Jack Posobiec and Steve Bannon and many others, are warning that they're planning to try to cancel the election. They're planning to outlaw their political opposition. They are really, really mobilizing because they know their old system is coming down now and they can't prop it up anymore. It was designed to collapse, but now the bubble's gotten so big they can't even keep it going. So that's why they're basically been painted into a corner. That's why we've got to be politically engaged, so that instead of them getting more power out of this tyranny, this can be their political cultural Waterloo, and we can forego massive violence that they're planning. And we are back live on this Monday edition. Here is Sir Dennis Meadows, one of the top tacticians and brains of the globalists, one of the founders of the Club of Rome, openly saying just a few years ago on national television that he hopes we can be depopulated in a civil way. What he's saying is, don't fight back, don't struggle, just let us slowly poison you and kill you and get rid of you, let us euthanize you, and just give us the planet. It's not like the Borg showing up in a fictional Star Trek and saying you will be assimilated. Resistance is futile. No. You won't be assimilated. You'll be killed. And you just saw local Fox News. We have national Fox News with the government spraying across the country masses of people with deadly compounds to give them cancer. And this was in the 50s. That was just the test. We're now living in the full operation. And so here he is saying, roll over and die. As for me in InfoWars, I'm not rolling over and I'm not dying. Here is the wicked, wicked, in-your-face statement. So far, globally, you are so far above the population and the consumption levels which can be supported by this planet that I know in one way or another it's going to come back down. So I don't hope to avoid that. I hope that it can occur in a civil way. I mean civil in a special way. Peaceful. Peace doesn't mean that everybody's happy, but it means that conflict isn't solved through violence, through force, but rather in other ways. And so that's what I hope for. That we can, I mean, the planet can support something like a billion people, maybe 2 billion, depending on how much liberty and how much material consumption you want to have. If you want more liberty and more consumption, you have to have fewer people. And conversely, you can have more people. I mean, we could even have 8 or 9 billion, probably, if we have a very strong dictatorship, which is smart. It's, unfortunately, you never have smart dictatorships. They're always stupid. So, but if you had a smart dictatorship and a low standard of living, you can have it. But we want to have freedom, and we want to have a high sense. So we're going to have 1 billion people. And we're now at 7, so we have to get back down. I hope that this can be slow, relatively slow, and that it can be done in a way which is relatively equal, you know, so that people share the experience and you don't have a few rich, you know, trying to force everybody else to deal with it. So those are my hopes. I mean, these are pretty pessimistic hopes, you know.
Hey, hey!
Not.
Wait.
What are you doing?
Not. Not.
Stop that.
I can't. I'm not paying
my. How dare you?
I'm not paying my tax.
Money.
Get out.
Support.
Get out of this type of.
Now.
You can like, why do you have this hanging? And why do you have this hanging up?
It is part of, it's part of the students.
No, it's not part of anything.
Mom.
That is uncalled for. We are paying you to teach history, and that's what you need to be teaching.
Excuse me, this is a public school, little lady.
You are excused.
Get out.
This you are. Do you see what's on this side?
No,
proud.
No.
This needs to go exactly where it is, in the garbage.
You need to go in the
garbage. No, I'm teaching my son to grow up to be a man.
Get
and I don't want you hanging on flag.
I'm calling security.
Hanging a flag up for you
security.
To sit up there and teach them the type of stuff I'm trying to keep them away from.
I told you it would happen. I told you. I told you somebody's parent gonna get mad.
You need to be teaching history.
33, please.
No, you need to be teaching history.
Shut up.
No, get out.
Hey,
I'm not getting
out
of nowhere.
Like that.
I'm not getting out of nowhere.
Too.
Hey, no, you don't tell my son
your
that
son
I'm
failing.
You talking to me.
Your son
and like,
is failing.
My son ain't failing.
Yeah.
He needs to be failing because you got a flag hanging up.
Because of you.
Over the United States of America. You need.
Black teenagers intentionally use their stolen car to run down and kill retired police chief who was out bicycling in Las Vegas. They videoed the attack and laughed while doing so. Leftist Legacy Media Las Vegas Review-Journal then whines, when after the video surfaces, that the public is rightfully outraged that they scrubbed the details of the attack, running cover for the alleged murders. Watch episode 110 of this series for the film.
As the Biden administration signals its fight against global warming may actually involve blocking sunlight. The White House posting research claiming, quote, solar radiation modification would enable better informed decisions about the potential risk and benefits of SRM as a component of climate policy alongside the foundational elements of greenhouse gas emissions mitigation. Our next guest warns this is simply government's way to control your weather. Mark Morano, publisher of ClimateDepot.com, and he joins us now. Okay, Mark, you know, my take this morning was maybe this is one of those or else, you know, get on board with everything else or we're going to block the sun. But I guess it's a little bit more reality than that. Tell us about it.
Well, this is actually Bill Gates funding this as well through Harvard University. Okay. This is retro 1970s. In the 1970s, they believed that our fossil fuels were creating aerosols, blocking the sun, creating man-made global cooling. So they came up with the same kind of geoengineering solutions back then. They wanted to put black soot on the Arctic to melt it. There was one proposal to use nuclear energy to help loosen the Arctic ice caps because they thought they were growing too much. And John Holdren, back in the Obama administration, also supported this kind of geoengineering, if you will, of the climate. This is radical, risky, unproven, unknown effects, but they're doing it as a sort of lever over us to say now in the Biden administration, kind of like, yeah, we know this is dangerous, we don't know the effects, but darn it, people aren't buying electric cars fast enough, or they're not embracing Green New Deal policies, so we have to risk our entire planet with this insane kind of research. It's basically weather modification. China's been doing it for years. It's another form of what the U.S. government has even been doing. The ABC News meteorologist bragged about the cloud seeding they're doing to increase rain or snow and storms. They will control the government will control the weather and you will be happy. That seems to be the new motto.
Yeah, I was just talking to Will about the cloud seeding. He's not sure if he believes it. And I said, listen, it's something they've been trying to do for a while. But on that same topic, if they don't get to block out the sun, they're going to try other maybe more practical ways like electric vehicles, pushing those on us. A poll out shows 59% of us oppose phasing out gas cars by 2035. 21% support Biden's policy on this. What's your take on it?
Well, this is, you know, I don't think we need a poll to show us these numbers. The American people have voted. Less than 7% of cars are electric vehicle sales in America. And that's despite massive subsidies, massive tax credits, mandates of banning gas-powered cars led by California and 18 other states with trigger laws. They have done everything they can to promote electric cars, and they're more expensive, they have less range, and all they do is increase our dependence on China. It takes fossil fuels to make a car, it takes fossil fuels to recharge the electric cars. It makes no sense. And what they're doing is intentionally creating car shortages by these gas-powered car bans to force us into mass transit.
No, that one point there, inviting China into our auto industry and into our electronic industry while they're passing things like the CHIPS Act, a lot of it is kind of speaking out both sides of your mouth. Thank you, Mark Morano, for joining us.
Français, c'est une immense fierté d'accueillir sur notre sol toutes les équipes de la Coupe du Monde de rugby et bien sûr.
And now, let us show our deep reverence for Jesus by festooning his statue with dollar bills.
Pin a dollar on Jesus, Homer.
He doesn't need money.
I hear his father's loaded.
Hey, where's my wallet?
Yeah. Officer, we have a bomb dog. You want to take a look at that bag really quick before you guys get into it? Yeah, okay, well, wait. Hey, Will, find out how long until... Doug. Yeah. Yeah.
The elite's final plan, in short. Read the elite's own documents and declarations. Reduce humanity to zero by military force and at most have 500,000 people worldwide in captivity for all future. Just read the Georgia Guidestones. The number varies, yes, most of the elite do not want any people left at all, but the half billion that is mentioned on the Georgia Guidestones is far too high. Possibly not to offend too many from within.